The regents began their November 16th to 17th meeting with a session of the full board. Public comments, as you might expect, included the ongoing student worker strike, but also abortion, bullying, Title IX, medical intellectual property as it affects low-income countries, DACA student employment, and pay of non-union UC employees. During the opening session, Regent Chair Lieb, in a statement about having UC as a welcoming institution, referred to a student group at Berkeley Law that had banned Zionist speakers, creating concerns about anti-Semitism. He came back to that topic in a subsequent meeting of the Public Engagement and Development Committee later in the morning. We have provided links to his remarks below, as well as links to the full setup morning meetings. UC President Drake briefly mentioned the student worker strike in his remarks but said nothing more than negotiations were occurring. Faculty Representative Susan Cochran referred to effects on the faculty of the pandemic and of the impact of the strike. At a meeting of compliance and audit, Chair Lieb expressed some concerns about enforcement of conflict of interest regulations. Otherwise, it was a fairly bland meeting. At Public Engagement and Development, Berkeley faculty member Dan Schnur, a longtime political operative in California before joining the faculty, discussed the outcome of the recent elections as did others. Schnur condemned instructors who impose political views on students. At the federal level, with the House in Republican hands and the Senate in Democratic hands, he expected gridlock. In particular, no major legislation affecting higher education was likely to pass, although there may be significant court decisions and presidential executive actions. We preserve the recordings of regents' meetings because the regents, for no good reason, delete them after 1 year.